At Metro, we make finding quality local products a no-brainer. Just spot the Made in Canada and Made in Quebec labels in-store to buy groceries that support our producers and our economy. Eating delicious homegrown food and shopping locally have never been simpler. With every purchase, you're contributing to the growth of local businesses and farmers. Enjoy fresh, sustainable choices while supporting the community around you. Metro, proud to be your Quebec grocer since 1947.
It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. And this is the part of your day that just, this is where it starts. Doesn't matter when you wake up, whether it's 30 seconds ago and you haven't even started your coffee maker yet.
And you have eye crud in your eyes.
Yeah, or you've been up for hours and like this is almost the end of your, doesn't matter. This is where your day starts with Claudia's quote of the day. But I got to be honest, she's questioning it. And she's like, I hope you like it.
Yeah, it's different this morning. It's Friday. I thought, let's try something
why
new.
Why not?
And I just have a feeling that, Lee, you're going to be all over this one. You ready?
Yeah.
Because it's spring, right? It's going to feel like spring this weekend, finally. So finally, my winter fat is gone. Now I have spring rolls.
Are you kidding me? The best quote you've ever brought to the
really?
Table.
Oh my goodness.
Say it again.
Okay, so finally, my winter fat is gone. But now I have spring rolls.
And embrace those spring rolls.
Embrace them. To me, it's kind of like there's always something, right? There's always something. Yep.
You should see me. I got spring rolls, egg rolls, dumplings. My General Tao brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh my God. I think I saw something online the other day that was kind of along the same lines where it said, a stuck between wanting to look like a snack and wanting a snack.
Oh.
And I think that happens to me all the time where I'm like, I want to so badly look good and all that. But then I'm like, I can't stop myself. Like, you know how people, I love people who have discipline because I admire that. Mm-hmm. I don't have willpower when it comes to food. Like if fries are in front of me, I'm going to eat them.
Right.
If chips are in front of me, I'm going to eat them. If people, like, I'm not a big dessert fan, but I don't deprive myself of eating
good things in life.
Good things in food because I enjoy it.
And you shouldn't,
right?
No.
Just like we're talking about, you know, it's going to be spring. I am picturing myself right now. I'm going to have maybe a nice glass of rosé.
Yes.
I'm probably going to eat some tartare or maybe some fries with it. I'm going to go out because I want to celebrate the fact that it's spring. And every time I celebrate, food has to be involved.
I know, me too. Yeah. Whenever I see the sun, I'm like, uh-oh.
Wine.
Yeah, wine. I'm glad that you said a glass of rosé because usually it doesn't end with just one glass for me. But whenever there's sun outside, I feel the same. I feel like I want to drink, I want to eat, I want to celebrate.
Yeah.
So we're going to be celebrating all together a little spring rolls and
spring
that's
rolls.
Okay.
There you go.
But you got to see, like, Claudia has really good, like, boundaries and willpower when it comes to food. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because I have zero of that. And every time this time of year rolls around.
Literally, rolls around.
But that's the thing is I start, like, at some point in like January, I'm like, if I start taking care of myself now, I'll look good in a bathing suit in the summer. And then now I'm like, well, I'm already screwed for the summer. So it's like,
it's so interesting you just said that, because you never see any publication when it comes, like, you always see them targeted at women when you're like, if you start the Pilates now, you'll have the bikini body by June. And you never see any advertisements about that for men, where they're like, if you start now, you can wear those boxers or those Speedos by June. And you just said that, and I'm like, that was so foreign to me to hear it come out of a man's mouth.
I hate the way I look in a bathing suit.
You do?
Absolutely.
Really?
And I'm, yeah, I hate
it. Do you wear a t-shirt?
No.
Okay, what do you hate about it?
I used to. Well, I'm a bigger guy, and I got the love handles, and my belly hangs over a little bit. And it's only purely because of my life choices. I mean, I know it's changeable, but yeah, I hate that I go somewhere like the community pool with everyone I know. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go. As I became a dad, I care a little bit less.
I was going to say the dad bod is really in. So
yeah, but I got like 4 grandpa bods over here.
That's not true. Stop. You're so hard on yourself.
Read it one more time.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Finally, my winter fat is gone. Now I have spring rolls.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. And now I'm hungry again. So Natasha got to see the future generation try to change the world yesterday.
Oh, I love it.
We're going to get a little public speaking event update coming up right after Teddy Swims The Door. It's the Beaten End 2-5. Good morning. Friday, but you already knew that. And at 8 o'clock, your last chance of the week to win an easy $1,000. It's the easiest quiz in the world.
All right. So yesterday I left the show a little early because I wanted to attend the public speaking competition that my daughter was involved in. And I was really proud of her as a proud mom moment. She was representing her school. And there were a lot of other private schools there. And there was always one person representing each school. And they had to present it in front of everybody. The assignment was you are at a dinner table and you have to talk about something that is on your mind and you have to incorporate any Taylor Swift lyric.
That's so cool.
So all right. Awesome.
Yeah.
And you have
fun.
To talk for 3 minutes and you're addressing a dinner table. And honestly, the perception that I got is, okay, this is what is on our teens' minds. It went anywhere from ChatGPT, what the world in Quebec is going to look like in 100 years from now, encouraging women to study in science and take on STEM,
okay,
and how aliens perceive us and how bad we are as humans in this world and how we got to do better. Those were basically the themes of these 18 students and how they incorporated these Taylor Swift songs. And I'm like, okay, so this is what is on teens' minds.
Yeah.
Obviously, ChatGPT. There was one girl, I believe she was from LCC. She was addressing the audience as if she was ChatGPT.
Okay.
And she was talking to AI.
Interesting.
And she was basically she was basically saying how their plan to take over the world was working.
Yeah.
And how we as humans have been fooled to think that ChatGPT is on our side and it's just making us like stupider.
Yeah.
And that's not even lazier. A word. And lazier. And how it was like, yes, we've done it. And she was just listing all of the ways on how we think AI and ChatGPT is here to help us. But in reality, it's here to make us stupid.
Yeah. And to rule the world.
And to rule the world.
I love
it was
that.
So creative.
It's so creative.
It's so creative. And I'm afraid of that. Legit.
Me too. I'm afraid of it.
Yeah.
Or just how like aliens would perceive us on Earth and how basically they don't think that we're using Earth to our full capacity and the way we kind of like take things for granted or procrastination. There was this one girl who used the Taylor Swift lyric of it's me, hi, I'm
and
the problem.
It's me.
Yes. And she's like, this is why we procrastinate. So it was just really cool to see the perception of teens and what they're thinking and what matters to them. So congratulations to all of the private schools who were competing yesterday, including my daughter. Very proud of you.
I've got to say, I'm really impressed. I'm really impressed because you were saying that, you know, they came in and they were so comfortable on stage and, you know, looking from left to right and making eye contact with the audience, which is not something that's easy to do. And I love the self-confidence.
So do I. I mean, listen, I wasn't as articulate at that age. I wasn't at all as confident as these people were. They went on stage. They all had a microphone. None of them used it because they were just projecting and were working the room. And they were so comfortable addressing it. There was no insecurity. And although they probably were nervous, they were not. And I just loved it. And I love the fact that they embraced this whole theme and even the guys were great as well. The girls excelled a bit more than the guys. Maybe
not surprised in the slightest.
You're not?
No.
Why?
Not because you said something earlier and I feel like especially at that age, doesn't matter, private school, public school, there's something about a guy that wants to make you laugh and wants to be a bit. All the guys used more humor, right?
Yes, the guys, all the guys were using humor to kind of get the message through. But I do have to say, there was one girl who talked about politics and she used the haters gonna hate, and the players gonna play. And she was talking about the world today and how politicians abuse their power. And she incorporated that lyric in there. And I thought, very interesting. And then there were two girls who were talking about women empowerment and they used, I've been the prey. I've also been the archer. And I thought, this is brilliant. They're all going to run for some type of political campaign.
So it gives us a lot of faith in the la relève, the future generation.
Yes.
And I love that.
So what I will say is I've done a lot of public speaking over the years. It's one of the things that I tend to excel at. And I love it very, very much. But what I learned was it's not necessarily what you say. Sometimes it's about how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized, I think it was in my early 20s. So you could use this if you're public speaking. You could use this at work. If you're just presenting something to your boss or whatever. It's so important. Because naturally we're uncomfortable. You go in and you've been practicing and you just start doing
it.
Take that little second, walk in the room, plant your
feet.
Take a breath and then start. It's so subtle and so little, but it grounds you and gets you So you're not trying to catch up to your thoughts, mm-hmm. catch up mm-hmm. to your words. You're just there present in the moment.
Because it's the first 10 seconds.
Yeah. That's it.
The first 10 seconds are so stressful, but once you've broken the ice, mm-hmm. you're just like, okay, comfortable, right? So that's a really good trick. Really I also like to picture everybody naked. And then I start to laugh in my head, and then it just works fantastically.
Best advice I was ever given from a program director was you are talking to one person, and that is the person that you are most comfortable with.
Yeah.
And there is nobody else in the room. And I gave that advice to my daughter as well. And at one point, I knew she kind of maybe lost her grounding a bit, but she looked at me. And she was flawless. And I knew it. She just needed to make eye contact. Beautiful. And I'm like, you're just talking to me. Don't worry about it. Go. And it was awesome. So there you go.
Congratulations to you, your daughter,
and all of the other students. Yes, thank you.
Good job. Kim, look at me. Talk to just one person. Okay? Ground your feet.
And take a breath.
Take a breath.
Can I look at the roads?
No, look at me. Boy. Tell everybody how I'm doing today. No, how are the roads, Kim?
Lee's doing fantastic. The roads are picking up volume. Illichort has that regular crowd around Chateau Vaudreuil. Gallipot, a little busy around Boulevard Perrault. Mercier gets busy in both approaches. Champlain, Victoria, Jacques Cartier, they all look great. La Fontaine Tunnel inbound does pick up volume around Île Charron. Outbound, it's backing to Yves Prévost. And a good look at the drive from Laval is on the way. Now until Wednesday, visit Pharmaprix for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. I'm Kim Curran on The Beat 92.5.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous's Time to Switch event.
Since March 1st, all 100-milliliter to 2-liter plastic beverage bottles have become refundable.
That includes all water and juice bottles, even milk and liquor bottles in plastic.
Return yours today. A message from Kosing Axiom.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. Make sure you're registered to vote. If you are, you should get a voter information card in the mail. It tells you where and when you can vote. If you don't get one by April 11th, or if the information on it is incorrect, visit elections.ca.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
Get ready, Kirkland. This weekend, The Beat is coming to ISOD for an epic day of fun. Jump, flip, and vibe to the best hits while scoring awesome prizes and surprises. You don't want to miss this. Join us at ISOD Kirkland this weekend. Visit ISOD.ca for details. Let's jump.
This week at MyRadioShop.ca.
Get a gift certificate valid for two spa experiences at Strom Spa Nordique Saint-Sauveur, Saint-Hilaire, or Île-des-Sœurs. Rain or shine, enjoy the thermal experience, warm and temperate pools, and relaxation areas with fireplaces.
MyRadioShop.ca.
Take a trip to Mexico with Lucia by Cirque du Soleil. The worldwide fan favorite is coming to town for a limited run. Experience a waking dream of Mexico while you can. Opens May 15th under the big top at the Old Port of Montreal. Lucia thanks its presenting partner Sun Life and official partners Air Canada and MasterCard. Get your tickets today at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
April 10th to 20th at Chico. Get a free nutrients care can for dogs or cats with the purchase of two selected cans. And protect your dog with 10% off Canine Advantics 2 flea and tick treatments. Chico, the favorite local boutique of all our local pets.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom.
Whoa, he's exactly like his father.
BMR. Built for pros.
Hey, hun, wanna...
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea.
Watch a movie?
BMR. Built for pros.
Winter is over and the savings are in bloom at The Brick. Save up to 35% off sofas and sectionals, up to 15% off coffee tables. And the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 25% off bedroom and dining furniture. Sleep like a baby with select mattresses, up to 40% off. Plus, save the tax when you buy three or more select kitchen appliances. Some conditions apply. Visit thebrick.com for details. The Brick, proudly Canadian since 1971.
You won't want to miss this. The Sun event is on at Iris. For a limited time, save $150 on prescription sunglasses. Looking for an extra pair? Get 50% off the lenses on your second pair. Whether you're hitting the beach, driving, or just enjoying a walk in the sun, make sure your eyes are both protected and fashionable. Don't wait too long. This special event ends on June 8th. Visit iris.ca for full details. Iris, premium eye care, stylish eyewear. Dr. Zhai Saint-Jacques, optometrist.
Keys, wallet, briefcase, gym bag. Now, if I could only find my glasses.
Lead an active lifestyle. Opt for the ease of contact lenses. Whether you're a returning customer or just starting out, contactlensking.com is where to go. Order the same contact lenses brand as prescribed by your eye doctor at a much better price. And use the coupon code BEAT for a 15% discount. This is the real deal. Satisfaction guaranteed. Contactlensking.com.
It's the biggest event of the year at Matelas Dauphin, the Super Warehouse Sale. Treat yourself to a Dauphin mattress at the lowest price of the year. For example, get 50% off and more on all sizes of the ultra-comfortable Alcove mattress, guaranteed for 15 years with the double specially priced at $499. Many, many other exceptional deals in store. The Super Warehouse Sale at Matelas Dauphin happens once a year, so don't miss it. In store and at MatelasDauphin.com. Matelas Dauphin, 100% Quebec company with all mattresses made in Quebec.
Clutter and junk have got you cornered.
Every time you turn around, there's more than there was before.
You barely have room to move.
You're so crowded, it's hard to breathe.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point. Now you breathe fresh air. Freedom.
Now you've got the breath to sing.
Now you've got the space to entertain.
Now you've got a big home.
A happy home.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
A Tins Donut and Coffee is the original collab. And now, any classic donut is a dollar when you buy any size original or dark roast coffee. Get a deal on the iconic duo with a Tins Dollar Donut. Plus tax at participating restaurants for a limited time. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tins.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dorme Vu, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dorme Vu's Time to Switch event.
We have a listener dilemma that might be the end of a friendship.
Oh, no.
It all stems from streaming. That's coming up in 3 minutes and 10 seconds. How's that for precise? Kim, how are the roads?
Nothing too crazy coming out of Laval. 640, 440, they're moving well. 13 South slowing between the 440 and Henry Bourassa. 15 South, little busy around the 640, bunches up at the bottom for the Met. And the Met West, crowded Lacordaire to Saint-Laurent, where it slows to Côte-de-Liesse. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. I'm Kim Curran, Montreal Traffic.
For a gift, I put diamonds on your wrist. I can't buy your loving, it's never enough. I took that girl on a trip, 'cause we was arguing. Ever since we stopped touching, we're not in touch. I know money can't buy your love. I guess I didn't try hard enough. But we could work this like a 9-to-5. Mama told me stop playing all the games. Steady throwing dollars, expect the change. But every war ends the same. Can we just make love? Not war. Oh, can we just make love? Not war. Oh, I saw my problems with a check. Buy your love. I guess I didn't try hard enough. But we could work this like a 9-to-5. Oh. Mama told me stop play all the games. Steady throwing dollars, expecting change. But every war ends the same. Can we just make love? Not war. Oh, can we just money can't buy, buy, buy your love. I guess I didn't try, try hard enough. Girl, we could work it like a 9 to 5, 5, 5. Whoa, baby. Mama told me stop playing like games. Study throwing dollars, expect and change. But everyone is the same. Can we just make love? Not war. Can we just make love? Not war.
Oh, good morning.
Not war, baby.
Jason Derulo on the Beat Breakfast Club.
And you would go home if you had auditioned with that song at American Idol.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll go next. Home, take we'll a nap happily any single day. It's the Beat Breakfast Club, Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. And we got this message, a little listener dilemma, and we can't wait to hear your 2 cents on it. Okay, so she writes, so curious how you guys think I should handle my friend. She just told me that she canceled her Disney account to save a little money. Mm. And right away asked me for my login info. Mm. I know. Oh. Am I wrong for feeling used and not wanting to give it to her?
Mm. That kind of burns me a little bit.
It does?
Well, I'm very big on sharing is caring. I totally agree with sharing is caring. But that's kind of like, well, why are you asking me to share it?
Because you're already paying for it and she's struggling and perhaps you're not. And it's kind of like, can you help me out a little bit? I mean, because I'm already paying for it, I don't mind, right? It's not as if she's like, oh, well, let's, you know, do you...
Can you get me a Disney account?
Yeah, exactly. Get me a Disney account. Like, I'm already paying for it. Right. And maybe then I would say, would you mind, like, maybe we could share it so that you're paying...
Oh, you split the cost, the
monthly
cost.
Maybe we could split the cost. But ultimately, like, I don't mind if she's canceling it and I can afford it. Come, just... I'll give you my password.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like the assumption.
That's
the only thing. The only thing that kind of bothers me is like this person is so sure that you are not going to say no, which is why they canceled their subscription, and they went to you because they knew that you're a nice person and you're going to say, yeah, no problem. Here's my password. No problem. Watch, enjoy.
I think I'm with you, Natasha, because it's like the presumptive part where you're just assuming that I'm going to give it to you.
Well, it's got to be like a really close friend, I'm guessing.
Yes, it has to be.
Yeah, I'm going to be very blunt here. I don't like sharing anything.
Really?
Okay, if my burger and fries comes to the table and before it even hits the table, there's always the people that like reach for a fry.
Yeah.
I will stab your hand with a fork. I just like keep it to yourself.
Do not touch my food.
Yeah, if I'm driving home and I know this is mean, but like even if your house is on my way home, like can I grab a ride? I don't want to. I don't want to share my space with you.
Okay, it's just a fry. I'm guilty of doing that. Yeah. I'm guilty of reaching over and grabbing a fry because I won't order fries for myself. If not, I'm going to eat the entire plate. But I'm kind of feeling like I do this to my sister all the time. My sister has a Costco membership. I do not have a Costco membership. And I always ask her if I can meet her or shop with her at Costco so I could take advantage of the deals. Uh-huh.
Like, when are you going to Costco? I'm going to join in. Meanwhile, she's paying the $120 yearly, you know, membership, and you're not.
And
but
I'm
you're still getting the discounts
and I'm
and
benefiting.
The food.
Yes.
But
I've been stopped a couple of times at Costco because we asked to split the bill.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, why don't you just get a Costco card? And my comeback is, well, no, I'd like to do this bonding experience with my sister where we shop at Costco. And they're like, I know, but you can't do that. And they've often said, well, you can't buy it. It's got to be one bill. I'm like, okay, big deal. Make it one bill. I don't care.
Okay, but so does your sister mind or not?
So she doesn't, but
there
maybe,
you go.
But
because she's already paying for it for herself. So she doesn't care if you're going.
But maybe she's like this texter who texts in and is just like, it bothers me that my sister uses my perks at Costco. Just get yourself a membership.
I mean, I also feel like you're leaving out part of the story. I feel like it's you don't just go with her. You also just try to pretend to be your sister and you go into Costco. That's where it gets wrong.
They don't do that anymore. They took the card away. They took it away.
I love it. How do you feel about this whole sharing thing? Is there something that you just refuse to share? Hit us up, 92925.
Playing along, but your words don't match up. Do I belong? 'Cause your smile feels
Claudia loves a good national day.
Here we go.
Good morning.
This is a good one. This is a good one because this is something that everybody appreciates once in a while, I am sure. So we need to celebrate it together. Happy National Grilled Cheese Day.
Yes.
Oh. I've never seen that.
Kim is really excited about it.
I love the grilled cheese.
Wait a minute. She's as excited.
She's as excited as François Legault is with the carrots.
Yes. I know what I'm having for dinner tonight.
Okay. Tell us why this made you so happy, Kim.
Because I love a good grilled cheese.
And I think everybody loves a good grilled cheese. And here's the thing. It's hard to mess up a grilled cheese. Is it not true?
No. You can totally mess up a grilled cheese. If you don't know, yes.
You got to man that station. You cannot be distracted. You got to stay focused. You got to really be locked into your grilled cheese process.
And you also got to make sure that there's enough margarine or butter on the bread in order to make it crispy on the edges.
Yes. And the trick to it. So I just realized that I'm a great grilled cheese maker then because mine are always impeccable. My trick is you don't squish the bread. Do you guys squish the bread to make it thin, thin, thin? No, you shouldn't.
I want to do that. I want the thin,
no,
thin.
No.
I'm judging you. You use fancy cheese, don't you?
Hold on. I use fancy bread to begin with. Sourdough bread is the best.
It is a fancy one.
Right? And then you cut your loaf and you cut like thick enough slices.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you put your cheese in and then you put it at very low. So what happens is the cheese melts from the inside and then the outside layer of your bread gets crispy, but it's still soft on the inside.
Okay, that sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. That's the grilled cheese that you should make.
Whenever I think of grilled cheese, my daughter loves grilled cheese, right? So I'll make like the traditional grilled cheese that we all know with cheddar, etc. and all that. But remember that scene in The Devil Wears Prada where he's a chef and he makes Anne Hathaway a gourmet grilled cheese and he uses, like you, Claudia, very expensive bread and he uses about $8 worth of Gruyere cheese. And he does it in this iron skillet with a lot of butter. And I'm like, oh my God, that's not the grilled cheese that I grew up knowing. Like, that was a gourmet,
fancy
grilled cheese.
I gotta admit, this is like food porn to me right now. I am so turned on. It's unbelievable.
Wait a minute. You're not the only one.
A texter just said you need to use mayonnaise instead of butter or margarine on your bread.
Yes, yes.
You mentioned that to me.
I was
going to
say, who did I say that to? Next time you make a burger, have you ever done that? Use mayo instead of
butter.
Put mayo on the outside of the burger bun or anything on the barbecue. Oh my God.
Okay, there you go.
We just got so carried away with grilled cheese.
I also heard this. I got this from, was it Chuck Hughes who taught me this? He puts a slice of prosciutto in it, and then he dips it in egg.
Oh!
And then he grills it.
Oh, it's like a French toast grilled cheese.
Kind of, sort of,
yes. Oh, my gosh. And you could use brie. You can also use brie and apple and bacon make a and sriracha sauce. And then it becomes like spicy and sweet. And
I see where you're all going with your grilled cheese. What I want is two pieces of white bread.
You're such a child.
I want a Kraft single.
Oh, no.
It is the best cheese for it. Uh-huh. Little butter. You don't put it on the bread. You just throw it into the pan. You mix
it
around.
And you make it nice and thin and soggy.
Then you put a lid on. Exactly.
Yucky.
Do you dip it in ketchup as well?
Every once in a while.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, bon appétit.
Hey, bon appétit and happy National Grilled Cheese Day. Kim, grilled cheese, Kieran. How are the roads?
They are just as delicious as the grilled cheese. Friday, so lighter than usual. 640 East, slightly slowing just before 25th to get on to the 13. 13 South slowing between the 440 and Henry Bourassa. 15 South picks up volume at Dudemain for the Met. Midwest, crowded. Pinneuf right through to DeCary. 40 East, Illatorte has the usual crowd around Chateau Vaudreuil. 20 East, the Galipos starting to reach for DeLille. Now until Wednesday, visit PharmaPrix for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. Told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Here we go. we go. Probably your favorite moment of the show. Spit it out. We describe the words, and whoever guesses the most wins. Up for grabs tickets to Mean Girls, the musical, April 22nd. Plast is you and your bestie are going to be there if you can guess more words.
I hope everybody dresses in pink when they go and see
this. Yes.
And I hope you're not mean and you don't turn around to the person next to you and be like, you can't sit with us.
It's going to be a sea of pink at Plast des Arts for sure. Yeah. You want more details, go to thebeat925.ca or just text your name now to play Spit It Out next. 92925.
This Sunday, enjoy a tribute to the great Cat Stevens with Three for the Tellerman during Casino de Montréal's Tribute Sundays, 18 years and older.
Lost your driver's license? It's been stolen or damaged? No need to go to a service outlet to replace it. Do it using SACLIC. It's that handy. A message from the Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
It's the huge sale at Maxi. Take advantage of thousands of price drops, including 908 grams of lean ground beef for $10, Atlantic Fresh Salmon Fillet at $9.99 a pound, and 1 pound of strawberries for $2. More deals in Flyer and in Maxi stores.
There's a new Nissan Gabriel dealership in Saint-Constant. Take advantage of their introductory offer. Includes tire change, balancing and storage, oil change, and multi-point inspection. Only $99 until April 30th. NissanGabrielSaintConstant.com.
Your Honor, I'll be brief. The coffee maker sitting before you has proudly served the Thompson family for 6 years. Today, now broken, it's rejected by society as a whole, seen only as trash to be thrown out. Your Honor, I beg to differ. I demand that we consider repairing it.
Repairing instead of throwing away is one way to reduce waste. Learn about other ways by downloading the Savaou app from Recyc Québec. It's time to consume differently. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
La Canadienne's warehouse sale, 3 days only. Discover a wide range of shoes, sandals, boots, handbags, coats, and accessories, all at unbeatable prices. La Canadienne's warehouse sale, 5745 Paris in Mount Royal. Visit us today, 9 to 7, tomorrow, 9 to 3.
Order up for Damien.
Hey, how did your doctor's appointment go, by the way? Did you ask about Rybelsus?
Actually, I'm seeing my doctor later today.
Did you say Rybelsus? My dad's been talking about Rybelsus.
Rybelsus? Really?
Yeah, he says it's a pill that...
Well, I'll definitely be asking my doctor if Rybelsus is right for me.
Rybelsus. Ask your doctor or visit Rybelsus.ca.
Order up for Rybelsus.
Welcome to Quebec's number one destination for vehicle lease transfers, leasebusters.com. Whether you're looking to bust your current lease or find your next vehicle on your own terms, visit leasebusters.com.
In a world full of screens, schedules, and selfies, your eyes deserve a little focus. When was the last time you gave them the attention they needed? At Iris, we understand the importance of clear vision. Our optometrists provide comprehensive eye exams to ensure your eyes are healthy and happy. Don't waste any time. Visit iris.ca to book your eye exam today. Iris, premium eye care, stylish eyewear. Dr. Gilles Saint-Jacques, optometrist.
See, to get the barbecue started, you just open the propane tank here, then turn on the burners and just press that little red button here.
I think I saw on the internet that you need to open the lid first.
No, no, no. The gas needs to flow into the barbecue. Here, just watch.
Patrick Moran is celebrating its 65th anniversary. To mark the occasion, we're giving you lots of discounts as presents. Save up to $150 on your purchase. From April 11th to 13th, we're celebrating at Patrick Moran. Certain conditions apply. Happy birthday, Pat.
Okay, flights on Air Canada. How about Prague?
Ooh, Paris. Those gardens.
Gardens. Amsterdam. Tulip Festival.
I see your festival and raise you a carnival in Venice.
Or Bermuda has Carnival.
Ooh, colorful.
You want colorful? Thailand. Lantern Festival? Boom.
Book it. How did we get to Thailand from Prague?
Oh, right. Prague.
Oh, boy.
Choose from a world of destinations, if you can. Air Canada. Nice travels.
The best time of the year to buy a new truck is now. During GMC's Truck Month, check out our incredible deals on a 2025 Sierra. With its luxurious interior and spacious cabin, the Sierra takes comfort to a whole new level. Test drive one today and take advantage of a fantastic deal. Get a cash purchase credit of $8,000 on select 2025 Sierra 1500 models. Only at your GMC dealer. Conditions apply. Details at gmccanada.ca.
Thousands of Quebecers have guilty pleasures at St. Hubert. It's time we embrace them together. Do you drink your barbecue sauce? You're not alone. It's a classic move. Bottoms up. Do you use the buns to make coleslaw sandwiches? Well, it doesn't get more classic than that. Do you wrap fries in the chicken skin? It could be a classic one day. If you have your own guilty pleasure, visit mystHubertClassic.com and find out if it's a classic.
Lost your driver's license? It's been stolen or damaged? No need to go to a service outlet to replace it. Do it using SaClick. It's that handy. A message from the Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous's Time to Switch event.
Listen up. Let's go.
Spit it out with the Beat Breakfast Club.
Okay, we describe the words. Whoever guesses the most wins tickets to Mean Girls, the musical.
Woo.
We got two potential Mean Girls on the line. Lucy, how are you?
Oh, she's got such a sweet name. Lucy, you're not a mean girl, are you?
No, I'm a good girl, and I'm
going to
win this today.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that'd be fighting words. Rebecca, how do you feel about those words?
I'm not too worried. I'm a good girl too, but I can be mean.
Oh, okay, wow. Happy Friday, everybody.
I like the vibe. Lucy, we did call you first, so you get to choose. Are you playing on the mean team Claudia or mean team Natasha?
Mean team Claudia all the way.
All right. Okay. I felt a little bit of meanness towards me with that.
Yeah.
No.
What's up with that?
I'm joking.
All right. Team Lucy and Claudia, spit it out starts in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay. Finish the lyric. I want a na-na-na-na-na for Christmas. Kids come home and... Okay. Your mom's dad.
My mom what? Sorry?
Your mom's dad.
Grandfather?
Yeah. Kings and queens sit on a?
Throne.
Magicians do?
Magic.
You pick up this to call someone?
Phone.
They're scary. They have a red nose?
A clown.
You have two of these to give hugs?
Sorry?
You have two of these to give hugs?
Arms.
Yep.
Ooh. So we'll give you that one, but I have a few questions for our judges first.
Uh-huh. What? Uh-huh. What do you mean?
First, the telephone. Are we accepting phone?
Yes. Come
All
on.
Right.
We don't want to be that mean.
Are we accepting magic?
Why?
You said magician.
But I didn't say magic. Magician is not the same thing as magic.
A magician is the profession.
Yeah.
The magic is the skill.
Yeah.
All right. You got seven right.
Yes. Thank you.
There you go. There's no meanness here on this show. Let's go.
I wasn't trying to rain on your parade. Just wanted to be sure.
Okay.
And you all did very good. So, Rebecca and Natasha, spit it out starts in 3, 2, and 1.
Tony Hawk is a professional what?
Skateboarder.
Yeah. You put this, your coffee, you pour it in a?
Cup.
Yeah. A cat and a dog have something that they wag?
Tail.
Yeah. House of blank. They fly.
They're
these, no, they fly. They're these things that don't. They look like dinosaurs, but they're not. They fly.
Pterodactyl.
They blow smoke.
Bird.
No, oh my God. Casper. Casper the Friendly.
Ghost.
Hydro gives us what?
Electricity.
She sells blank by the seashore.
She sells.
So close. Give it to her.
So I'm going to say...
Give it to her.
You guessed every word before dragon. That's what you got hung up on.
Yeah.
Pterodactyls, great guess. Everything else you said, great guess.
I did say dragon.
She did say dragon.
You did eventually.
She
Natasha
did.
Just didn't want to move on from dragons, though. I think the answer came in after the buzzer.
Oh, come on. I'm like, don't look at me.
So I guess I got a rule. It came in after the buzzer.
But so did the other person's come in after the buzzer. And then we said yes
you
to Magician
got six
7. Oh, come
right.
on.
Why do I?
Okay, if not, we just go into a tie.
Fine, let's go into a tie.
Okay, let's do it.
Lucy,
we go back to you. Now, you decide if you choose to play or you choose to pass. If you play, you have 10 seconds to find a word that I will describe. If not, we could pass it to Natasha and Rebecca.
What do you want to do, Claudia? Do you feel it today?
I feel it today.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, right. Perfect.
Okay. So 10 seconds on the clock, hard word. Lucy, Claudia, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so when somebody's explaining something and you don't know what's happening, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so, I don't understand.
Confused. That was a really good way of describing it.
Because he sounded confused. And I felt confused.
Yeah. You sounded so confused.
You really embodied the word there.
She was also scratching her head. I'm so confused.
I don't know what's going on in here. Do you not understand the word?
Because I wanted to explain it without saying the word, and I almost said it. I'm like, so if you're...
Lucy, congratulations. You are off to Mean Girls the Musical April 22nd.
Plastis. Congratulations.
Tickets on sale right now. And if you want more details, go to thebeat925.ca. But you just did it. Congrats. All right, Kim, how are those roads? Any confusion there?
No, it's Friday, so on the lighter side, which is great. Champlain, busy but still moving well. Mercy bunches up a little bit in both approaches. 20 East, the Gallipot, about halfway to DeLille. 40 East, the Latour has the usual crowd around Chateau Vaudreuil. Then it gets busy around Côte-de-Liesse. And the Midwest is crowded from Pinot to DeCary. CAA members always save 3 cents a liter at Shell, plus spend less time at the pump with the Shell app. Download today. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
Now, back to the hits.
Let's go.
The Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee.
Montreal's perfect mix.
The Beat, 92.5.
Natasha's feeling it.
I love this song.
Hey, good morning.
Feeling it.
It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee, and a big shout out to our friends over at the Miriam Foundation.
Yeah, so April is Autism Awareness Month, and the Miriam Foundation is stepping up for individuals on the autism spectrum as well as their families, and they're going to be having an open house on May 1st. It's happening at the Gold Center, and you can explore programs and you can meet some of their specialists as well.
Yeah, and this comes at a crucial time because especially with the government fundings and their cuts, Miriam needs your support to keep vital services running. So they've been here since 1970. They've been empowering neurodiverse individuals to thrive. And if you want to learn more, we'll get involved at themiriamfoundation.ca.
So I just want to say on a personal level, I've been privileged enough to actually tour their facility, their building. It is amazing. They do such good work. It's a great support and resource. So shout out to everybody. Warren, the head of the Miriam Foundation, everybody over there. Just
thank
you so
dropping
much.
Names here? Are you name dropping right here?
I've been very privileged that I've done their art auction for them for the last few years. It's something that just everyone that's involved there, from the donors to the staff to every educator, is just so passionate, and it's beautiful, beautiful
Thank
to
you.
See.
Mm-hmm.
The Beat Breakfast Club has
3 things you need to know.
You want me to name drop on this one?
Yes, please.
One to go.
Let's go.
Doesn't like me. Baby carrots are trending in Quebec.
Why?
And if François Legault has anything to do with it, these baby carrots are going to be trending for a while. How many times can I say baby carrots?
I know. Baby carrots.
So the government of Quebec is going to be investing $5 million to help build a new packaging and processing plant to produce baby carrots. But I know it's...
important are baby carrots? Like, why do we need them so
badly?
Because
this is the first facility of its kind here in the province of Quebec. Why are baby carrots so important?
It's good because we didn't have any mini carrots from Quebec.
He calls them mini carrots, not baby carrots. Mini carrots.
This feels like an SNL skit. What did we just listen to?
Well, listen again.
It's good because we didn't have any mini carrots from Quebec.
Am I the only one who's really excited about this? Because, like, I love mini carrots. I love my mini carrots, and I'm glad that I'll be able to buy mini carrots from right here at home. I'm excited about it.
Wow. And so we're investing $5 million in baby carrots.
That's just part of it. It's a 70,000 square foot plant in Sherrington, like an hour outside of Montreal. Yeah. This is a big deal because we want to support more locals.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? We need to make more things here. So François Legault talks about this plan of trying to go into new markets, like the rest of Canada. Uh-huh. He's just discovering that we're part of a whole other country here.
That looked like a Sesame Street skit, too. You know what? It's so endearing to hear him in a different light, not like really talk about hardcore politics or stuff like that. And he's like, it's good. Carrots are delicious.
Yeah. They are.
Little carrots.
I'm going to buy shares in that company.
So it is really good. But now we also learned that we have an official new slogan when it comes to Legault and Quebec and our plan with how to fight all these tariffs going on.
Quand on achète Québécois, on se trompe.
Buying Quebec, you won't be trumped.
It's a play on words. It's very creative.
I like it.
Can we hear the carrot thing one more time?
It's good because we didn't have any mini carrots from Quebec.
I love him. I feel like if that was a little caricature or a stuffed animal, I'd go and buy it.
A little
tickle me Elmo.
Can you make me a Build-A-Bear with that voice inside?
Did you eat your mini carrots from Quebec today?
It's good.
I love it. All right. Well, a demigod arrived in Toronto yesterday. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, Demidov.
Yeah, Ivan Demidov. He was welcomed like a rock star. He was joined by his girlfriend, and you should have seen the smile on his face when he landed at Pearson Toronto Airport and was greeted by a huge group of fans who really wanted to welcome him to his new home. So he is going to wear the jersey number 93. And Lee, you said that you absolutely loved that. And I said, well, why? What is it? What's up with the number 93?
It's got to be because the last time the Habs won the Stanley Cup was 1993.
Oh, very cool.
It's kind of like he's manifesting that this can happen again. again. Anyways, I know that my husband, Jason, and my son, Noah, are really, really excited about him joining the team. The Habs are playing tonight at 7 p.m. against Ottawa.
All right. If you're a student or you are the parent of a student and you're looking for them to, I guess, explore higher education outside of the country, they've just surveyed a couple of international students, asking them where they think the most attractive place to study is in the world. And I wish I did this because I always look back on my education and I studied here, Vanier College, Concordia University. I'm a proud Concordia University graduate, but I always wanted to do that whole 90210 experience or like live in Melrose Place in Los Angeles and go to like those film schools and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And I never did that. So I applaud people who do that because I think it's so cool and just getting a higher education outside of the country. But where do you think the most popular place that students are looking to study is?
So I guess the UK. So I'm still
sticking to the
UK. London,
It's got to be somewhere in Europe. Like, you just Paris makes sense. Emily in Paris, everyone's like, I'm going there.
No, right. Paris didn't even make the list.
No?
But very proud Canadians that we are to say that Canada remains the favorite choice for students when it comes to higher education. Despite the new restrictions and the impact that it has on international students, they are choosing Canada over the UK and Australia. I mean, the U.S. is up there at 58%, but we're at 55.
Yeah.
So we're very, very close to the U.S. But they're saying that when it comes to those, they're really looking at Canada instead.
Which is amazing because we do have an amazing education right here at home. And it's a lot less expensive, you know, than going elsewhere.
Well, it's crazy going somewhere.
So expensive to study abroad, but it's so cool.
I know, so cool. I wish.
When you fall in love with a Dylan or... Well, it's great.
Okay, it's about the education. That's why we go to school, not to fall in love. Kim, save us from this one.
Well, overall, nice light Friday drive. So that's the good news. 20 East to Gallupo, about halfway to DeLille. Gets crowded the 13 to 1st Avenue. 40 East Illatorts backing to about St. Charles Ave now. Then it gets busy around Côte-de-Liesse. And the Midwest is crowded from Pinneuf right through to DeCary. Talking about Canuck's 150th anniversary instead of traffic is ridiculous, but not as ridiculous as their prices. Canuck, a Quebec company for 150 years. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
All right, so it is cloudy right now. We could see some drizzling, but the good news is it should end by midday, and then we're going to get sunny breaks this afternoon with a high of 8, and then the next 3 days are going to be absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds with a high of 12, and then Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs of 14 and 15.
What?
It is springtime. Yeah. Right now, though, 3 in Montreal.
All right. So, Claudia, you were asked a question yesterday.
Yeah, and I got judged for my answer.
Oh.
And I did not like
time.
It. Yeah.
That's coming up next. First, Rihanna Diamonds on the Beat. Good morning.
Shine bright like a diamond.